All right, get ready, because we're going to take a deep dive into plastic mold creation timelines today. You guys have sent us so much cool stuff on this, and I got to say, I'm kind of fascinated already.
Yeah, it's definitely a process that often gets overlooked, but it really is the foundation for so many of the products we use every single day.
Absolutely. And I'm guessing you're probably working on a project that involves molds, or maybe you're just curious about how this all works, right? Either way, the big question we're tackling here is just how long does it actually take to make a mold?
Yeah, the short answer is, well, it's kind of complicated, but that's why we're here.
Right. Forget about those 2-day shipping guarantees, because we're going to unpack all those surprising factors that can totally make or break your mold making timeline. And our sources are saying that it's not just about the size. Sometimes it's those tiny little details that can cause the biggest headaches.
Totally. Think about it this way. Creating a mold for a part with like hundreds of microscopic grooves. It's kind of like building a miniature city. Each groove has to be absolutely perfect, and that level of precision, well, that takes time.
Wow, I never thought about it like that. So if my project involves a super intricate design, are we talking some serious time here?
You got it. We're talking weeks, even months. It all really depends on the complexity. And you know what? Our sources actually gave us some really helpful comparisons. Like a simple mold for something like a phone case might take 15 to 30 days.
Okay, that's not too bad. But what about something way more complex?
Now, if you're talking about a mold for like a car part, with all its curves and details and stuff, then we could be looking at 60 days or more.
Wow, that is a huge difference. So, and it's not just about the overall size of the mold. It's the little things that really add up, huh?
Exactly. And it's not just the design complexity either. The material you're using can totally have a big impact on the timeline. Some materials are just way more challenging to work with than others, and that can add, extra days or even weeks to the whole process.
Our sources even gave us a table. It breaks down the timeline for each stage of the process, from the initial design all the way to assembly and debugging. And it really highlights how those timelines can just snowball when you're dealing with really intricate designs.
That table is super helpful. It really gives you a visual of how it all adds up. But here's where things get really interesting. Technology has like completely revolutionized the whole mold making process.
Okay, let's talk tech. I'm
Yeah.
always fascinated by how technology just like speeds things up.
Right. Just imagine back in the day when everything was done manually, all that milling and drilling all by hand. Talk about time consuming.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the level of patience required for that. But now we've got like high-speed machining centers and 3D printing.
Yeah, exactly. These advancements have not only sped things up significantly, but they've also like boosted the level of precision that's achievable. And for those really intricate molds, there's EDM and wire cutting.
Wait, EDM? That sounds kind of intense. Can you break that down for me? And for our listener who may not be familiar with that term?
Sure, EDM stands for electrical discharge machining. It's this like incredible process that uses electrical sparks to shape the mold with crazy precision.
So we're talking some serious accuracy here.
Absolutely. And then there's wire cutting, which uses like a thin wire that carries an electrical current and that cuts right through the material. Both of these techniques allow for incredibly detailed and precise work, especially, for those super tiny features that would be basically impossible to create by hand.
So it's like we've gone from this like painstaking hand carving to this like laser-focused surgery almost.
Right.
But even with all this amazing technology, there's one like crucial element that can still throw a wrench in the works, right? And that's factory scheduling.
Ah, yes, the factory floor factor. It's something a lot of people don't consider, but even with, the most advanced technology in the world, a packed factory can mean some serious delays.
It's like trying to merge onto a crowded highway during rush hour, right? You might have a super fast car, but if there's nowhere to go, you're stuck.
Exactly. Our sources actually use the example of a factory juggling molds for small gadgets and molds for like large car parts. It makes sense that priorities come into play there.
Yeah, you can't exactly bump a massive car part mold to the back of the line just because someone needs a phone case like ASAP. So how does like order volume impact the timeline then?
Well, think about it. A high volume of orders can lead to longer wait times, especially if a factory is already operating, near capacity.
So what can we do to kind of like speed things up? Our sources did offer some helpful strategies.
Yeah. The first one is to engage with manufacturers early on.
Makes sense. The earlier you start those conversations, the better.
Absolutely. And another great tip is to be flexible with the design. Sometimes, even small tweaks can make a huge difference in how quickly the mold can be created.
Right. Maybe those like super intricate details aren't totally necessary.
Exactly. And of course, choosing a factory with advanced technology is a smart move if you're looking for both speed and precision.
Speaking of efficiency, our sources also highlighted rapid prototyping. Using 3D printing to like catch design problems early on seems like a game changer.
It totally is. Being able to identify and address problems before you commit to like full-scale production, that can save you a ton of time and money.
So it's like a test run before the big show.
You got it. And lastly, keep the design as streamlined as possible.
So the less complex the design, the faster the whole mold-making process, right?
Exactly. It's all about finding that sweet spot between, functionality and simplicity. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from those microscopic details that can cause major delays to the high-tech solutions that are like changing the game.
And don't forget those factory floor traffic jams. But, our sources also kind of dove into the more strategic side of things. And that's where it gets really interesting, especially for anyone working on a project.
Yeah, it's like this. Knowing the factors that impact those timelines, that's one thing. But using that knowledge to your advantage, that's where the magic happens.
Okay, so let's talk strategy. Where do we even begin with that?
Well, our sources make it clear that choosing the right manufacturer, that's absolutely crucial.
I can see how that would be super important.
Yeah.
But there are so many options out there. How do you even know, like, which one's the right fit?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's not just about, finding the cheapest option or the one with the fastest turnaround time.
So it's more than just like checking boxes on a list.
Exactly. It's about finding a partner that really understands your specific needs and challenges. Think of it kind of like choosing a surgeon. You wouldn't just pick the first name you find in the phone book, right?
Definitely not. I'd want someone with, experience, expertise, and like a proven track record of success.
That's exactly the same approach you should take when choosing a mold manufacturer. Our sources suggest, doing your research. Look for manufacturers who specialize in the type of mold that you need. Do they have experience with the materials you're using? Do they have like a proven track record of meeting deadlines? These are all super critical questions to ask.
And what about technology? We talked about how important that advanced technology is for, speeding up the process, making sure everything's
And
precise.
so, absolutely. You want a manufacturer that's invested in those high-tech tools we discussed earlier, those high-speed machining centers, EDM, wire cutting, 3D printing capabilities, all that stuff. These technologies can really make a huge difference in terms of, both speed and precision, especially if your project has, those intricate details we talked about.
So once you've found a manufacturer that seems like a good fit based on their experience, the technology they're using, their expertise. What's the next, like, strategic move?
Communication. Communication, communication. Our sources stress this like over and over again. Clear and consistent communication throughout that whole process, that's essential.
Okay, that makes sense. You don't want any surprises along the way,
Well, yeah.
especially when you're dealing with like tight timelines and complex designs.
Right. Imagine this. You've sent your design off to the manufacturer and you're like eagerly waiting for that final product. Weeks go by. Then you get a call. There's been a delay, and it's because there was some kind of miscommunication about a critical detail.
Rush. Yeah,
Frustrating, right?
absolutely. So how do you like avoid those kinds of communication breakdowns?
Well, it starts with establishing really clear expectations right from the beginning. Discuss your timeline, your budget, any specific requirements you might have, and don't be afraid to ask questions, even like what might seem like silly ones.
Sometimes those silly questions uncover like the most important details.
Exactly. The more information you have, the better equipped you'll be to make those informed decisions, throughout the entire process. Our sources also emphasize the importance of providing the manufacturer with detailed design specifications. Don't leave any room for interpretation.
So it's like giving them like a crystal clear roadmap instead of just like vague directions.
That's a perfect analogy. The more detailed your specifications are, the less room there is for error, for misinterpretation. And trust me, that can save you a lot of headaches and delays down the line.
Yeah. Seems like providing those clear specifications up front is key to like avoiding those costly and time-consuming revisions later on.
Absolutely. By giving them all the information they need right from the get-go, you're setting everyone up for success, and you're minimizing the potential for like those frustrating back and forth exchanges.
So we've covered choosing the right manufacturer, the importance of communication, those detailed design specs. What other strategic considerations should we keep in mind?
Here's a big one. Think long term. If you anticipate needing multiple molds or, ongoing production runs for your project, you'll want to find a manufacturer that can scale with you.
That makes a lot of sense. You don't want to be stuck, like, scrambling for a new manufacturer every time your needs change.
Exactly. It's about building a relationship with a supplier who really understands your vision and who can grow with your business. Think of it like finding a reliable hiking buddy, someone who's got your back and who can keep up with you no matter how challenging the terrain gets.
I love that analogy. So it's not just about finding a manufacturer for like a one-time project. It's about finding a partner who can like support you every step of the way.
Exactly. And along those lines, consider the after-sale support offered by the manufacturer. Do they provide, maintenance and repair services? Are they available to answer questions or troubleshoot problems that might come up? This can make a big difference in the long run.
It's like having a tech support hotline for your mold. Okay, so choosing the right manufacturer, building that strong relationship, clear communication, thinking long term, all crucial elements of a successful mold creation journey.
Absolutely. And there's one more exciting aspect we need to explore here, and that's the impact of those emerging technologies.
That's right. We teased this a little earlier, and I'm really eager to hear more about, how these cutting-edge advancements are really shaping the future of mold making.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of plastic mold creation. We've explored all those intricate details of timelines, the high-tech tools that are revolutionizing the process, and even those strategic decisions that can make or break a project.
And now, as promised, we're stepping into the future. A future where AI and automation are like poised to just completely reshape the entire landscape of mold making.
AI and automation, that sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. It does, doesn't it? But the reality is these technologies are already starting to, make their mark on the industry. Our sources highlighted some pretty incredible advancements that have the potential to make mold making even faster, more efficient, and way more precise.
Okay, so paint me a picture of this, like, futuristic mold-making world. What does it actually look like?
Well, imagine a world where, AI algorithms can analyze your designs, not just for their feasibility, but also for, optimizing them,
Yeah.
specifically for mold creation, They could identify potential issues before they even arise, saving you tons of time, money, and a lot of headaches.
That would be amazing. No more last-minute design tweaks or scrambling to fix problems during production.
Exactly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, really. Think about the potential for automation, Robots could handle all those repetitive and time-consuming tasks, freeing up those human workers to focus on more, I don't know, specialized and creative aspects of the whole process.
So we're talking about a future where humans and robots are like working together to create these incredible molds with like crazy speed and precision.
That's the vision. It's about, leveraging the strengths of both humans and machines to achieve something truly remarkable. And for you, that means, potentially shorter lead times, lower costs, and even those more intricate designs becoming a reality.
It's mind-blowing to think about how far we've come from those early days of like, hand carving molds to this future where AI and robots are like our partners in creation.
It really is a testament to human ingenuity and our constant drive to just push the boundaries of what's possible, right? But here's what I find the most fascinating. Even with all these incredible advancements, those fundamental principles of mold making, they stay the same.
That's a really good point. So understanding those principles,
Yeah.
the importance of complexity, material selection, technology, and even, factory scheduling is still crucial, even this like high-tech future.
Absolutely. It's like learning the rules of a game before you start playing. Once you understand the fundamentals, you can adapt and thrive no matter how the game changes, right? And that's what these emerging technologies are doing. They're changing the game of mold making, making it faster, more efficient, and way more exciting than ever before.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this like fascinating world, what's the one key takeaway you want our listener to walk away with?
I think the biggest takeaway is this: the future of mold making. It's full of possibilities. It's a dynamic field that's constantly evolving. And those who embrace, these new technologies and those innovative approaches, they'll be the ones who lead the way.
And for our listener who's clearly like interested in the world of mold creation, this deep dive has hopefully equipped them with the knowledge and the insights they need to, make informed decisions, whether they're working on a specific project or just exploring those possibilities.
So as you continue, your exploration of this fascinating world, What aspect of mold creation has, sparked your curiosity the most? What questions are still kind of lingering in your mind? Remember, the future of making is in your hands.